Good morning. This is Eden, Sarah and Vivek with your 11 AM Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane has been named the world's most family-friendly city, based on new data from Compare the Market that analysed 9 categories, including safety, cost of living and national family benefits, ranking 6.5 out of 10 in a list of 50 international cities, including Melbourne, Sydney and Perth. The River City scored the highest. Compare the Market's Jane McKay wrote alongside the report that Brisbane's many parks and playgrounds, including the beautiful South Bank Precinct, Roma Street Parklands and Botanic Gardens, are a highlight. Brisbane also holds a safety score of 90, second only to Helsinki in Finland. He further stated that among the represented countries, Australian cities ranked 6th highest in their happiness score. This is the city's latest accolade after being named one of the world's 50 most extraordinary destinations, one of the top 20 friendliest cities, and having the world's second best cost of living, due largely to the continued implementation of 50 cent public transport fares, implemented by Stephen Miles in 2024. In our next local story, generations of farming families have been brought together by zucchini flower harvests. The Hunt family, who currently farm basil in Bundaberg, are reigniting part of a disappearing industry, zucchini flowers. The flower is a yellow trumpet-shaped delicacy, often served either stuffed or fried. It is a popular ingredient in Italian and Mediterranean cuisine. They exist in a short harvest window of 3 to 4 hours, wilting if they are not picked within this time frame. Gympie growers Jeff and Kim Millard are ready to step back from the physical demand of the work, viewed it as crucial to continue their legacy of effort, passing their knowledge on and to a younger generation in the Hunts. In an industry that often relies almost solely upon family heirs, Mr. Millard seems delighted that his work and his tradition is continuing, saying, "When you've worked that long, it would have been a shame for it to disappear."
In national news, a public servant has been charged over allegedly defrauding $5 million from the National Disability Insurance Scheme following a federal police raid across Darwin. An employee of the NDIS agency, the man allegedly referred vulnerable community members to an NDIS provider business that he co-owned. During searches, the Australian Federal Police Fraud Fusion Task Force seized documents and electronic devices that will later be subjected to further forensic investigation. The public servant's business has claimed over $28 million from NDIS funding since 2019, with approximately $5 million of the claims deemed suspicious by the AFP. The man will appear at Darwin Local Court today, charged with unauthorised use of or disclosure of protected agency information, obtaining a financial advantage by deception, abuse of public office, and 2 counts of general dishonesty causing a loss.
A 55-year-old Sydney man could face up to 10 years in jail over alleged death threats to Treasurer Jim Chalmers. Federal police arrested the man after acquiring a warrant to search his home in Macquarie Fields. It is suspected he was behind a number of threatening calls to Chalmers' office this month. During the search, 3 gel blasters, 3 slingshot mounts, a pair of metal handcuffs, along with multiple electronic devices were allegedly seized by the officers. He was charged with multiple offences, including 2 counts of using a carriage service to make a threat to kill, 3 counts of possessing an unauthorised prohibited firearm, and 1 count of possessing a prohibited weapon without a permit. The man accused appears before court in Campbelltown, where he remains in custody after bail was refused.
In international news, South Korea's death penalty in the spotlight as prosecutors seek execution of ex-leader Yoon. The country has not carried out capital punishment in almost 3 decades, despite its courts continuing to hand down death sentences. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for former President Yoon Suk-yeol on insurrection charges over his martial law declaration in December 2024, which plunged the nation into months of political turmoil. Although South Korea's courts continue to hand down death sentences, the country has not carried out an execution since 1997. About 57 inmates remain on death row, leaving the country in a legal limbo where capital punishment exists on the paper but not in practice. Legal experts say this gap between law and reality must eventually be resolved. Because the law and reality are out of sync, the question becomes how to resolve this gap. There are essentially 2 options, said Cha Jin-ah, a law professor at Korea University. Public opinion on this remains divided across the country. If an innocent person were executed because of a wrongful judgment, how unfair would that be? One member of the public in Seoul told Channel News Asia. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with no chance of rain. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
While you're all still here, this family-friendly city thing, what's that? 6.5 out of 10? That doesn't sound that friendly.
No, but compared to the rest of the world.
Yeah. So is that surely, I mean, you would have researched this in depth before reading it online, I'm sure, but reading it to us here, but surely the fact that 3ZZ exists is a key factor of...
definitely.
The family-friendly radio.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Good to know. Good to know. Should have mentioned that in the bullet.
Sole reason.
Didn't mention the valley, just all this pretty South Bank stuff. What about the gritty valley? I don't know. Maybe not family friendly, but you know, friendly.
Mm. It's an exception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're friendly here, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Good to hear. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
That's it for today for news, isn't it? That's what you said?
Yeah.
Yep.
Righty, good job. Well done. Catch you around. On with the music.